Happy St. Patrick's Day Eve, everybody. How you doing, Abigail, on this crazy night?
I'm doing fantastic, Arden.
So, Abigail and I have been hitting the Guinness pretty early in the day. In fact, I'm gonna have another. It is Saturday the 16th, not quite St. Patrick's Day. But we decided we're going to have a little celebration ahead of time, just for you. We are a crotchety old man,
And a woman.
and this podcast is for you, with you, and hopefully sometimes even about you.
To be clear, the celebration started much earlier in the day for Arvind. So
Good.
I'm not sure if he's even going to be able to get through this.
Well, I am celebrating not just St. Patrick's Day, but an important family event happened. My sister is 100% cancer-free today. Oh, actually, as of yesterday.
And that is just fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for her.
So am I. So I might have to send this to her. I can't mention her name, so I'm going to say Puddin'. Congratulations. I love the picture of you ringing the bell. Well, and I am so proud of you. So with that, we're also gonna have a little fun because today is on the National Food Day, is International Artichoke Day, and International Maple Syrup Saturday, which is the third Saturday in March.
So we're skipping it because I will never ever have artichokes around me.
And I really don't like artichokes either. I like maple syrup, but it's nighttime and I don't have any pancakes or waffles in front of me. But you know what I do have in front of me?
What are they?
I have from McDonald's a classic Shamrock Shake, and Abigail has the new version of the Shamrock Shake in front of her. What do you have?
I have the Shamrock Shake mixed with crumbled Oreos.
Nice. So we're gonna try this. So quick story about the Shamrock Shake. I have not had a Shamrock Shake since I was a sophomore in college. And my roommates and I, including Alfred from episode two, we had Shamrock Shakes and we poured a lot of vodka in them. I was a mess. So I'm not ready for this. I haven't had one, so hold on. I'm trying. And of course, it's McDonald's, so it's impossible to get it out. So you might have to talk while I'm trying to slurp here.
Well, I guess we were talking last night about a Carvel cake. What was that all about?
Okay, that was hard. I think I broke my lips. So I asked Abigail last night if there was Carvel's by her, because they used to have a cake called the Cookie Puss. But for,
I think it was Cookie
oh,
Opus.
that was strictly for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So there was Cookie Puss and Cookie Opus. And they had, like, I just loved it. Never actually had one of those. But I always remember that. So we were watching videos and we saw another video of McDonald's. And here's a trivia question. If you know the answer to this, you're amazing. So do you remember who Grimace was?
No.
Okay. Grimace was like the milkshake guy thing. He was like this giant purple round thing. Kind of looked like a gumdrop, actually, except much bigger. And he loved milkshakes. But he brought his uncle, Uncle O'Grimacy. Uncle O'Grimacy. So go to YouTube and watch that video of Uncle O. It's the worst character ever made. But he loved the Shamrock Shake as well. So that was good. So we're having our Shamrock Shakes. You know what? This is just pure sugar. Exactly what it is. So to everyone, enjoy your Shamrock Shake. Cheers. We're
Cheers.
cheersing. By the way, so I have a Guinness and a Shamrock Shake at the same time. That doesn't mix very well. So what's going on today? I'm gonna let you talk because I'm having problems. I think
Okay.
I've had a little too many.
So now is our segment for this day in history. And we have a couple that, stood out, and one of them was Today was the founding of West Point.
Hmm.
And
what was in the news about that?
Yeah, I mean, just this week, I think it was yesterday, that West Point has removed the following three terms from their mission statement.
Okay.
And that's duty, honor, and country.
Mm.
Now, I kind of blew up in my head when I read it, but if you read the details, it's still their motto.
Okay, still their motto.
So, duty, honor, country is their motto, but they removed the words from their full mission statement. I still think it's ridiculous, but hey, at least they didn't change their motto.
And that's sort of like the Marines Semper Fi.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that was big. What else happened today?
Okay. James Brown, I think he's dead, so, you know, God bless him.
Yep. He didn't die today, did he?
No,
no.
But in 1972, he gave a live concert at Rikers.
Oh, that's cool for the prisoner. Ooh.
Yeah, and then it's kind of like Johnny Cash, but he was at what was it, Fulton?
Yeah, Fulton or
Fulton. All I know, it was prison, and he sang, and he was the big man.
Oh God! Is that the one that Trump had to go and get his mugshot done?
No.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was in Georgia. I'm sorry.
may have been, but I thought he was in Texas.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. So, anyway, what else is going on?
All right, so then one of our founding fathers, James Madison, who was the father of the Constitution, was born today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, here's by the way, I actually had a conversation with a person who actually thought the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution were the same document.
How old were they?
40.
Wow.
Pretty scary. I mean, that's just embarrassing. Now, in Virginia, you know, like, we have colleges named after all the founding fathers because the first four presidents, here you go, trivia out of nowhere, the first four presidents were all from the state of Virginia. So,
which everyone should know, I believe, is the greatest state in the country.
Virginia is for lovers. Look at that. Mm. And for some reason, they have a sign with a cardinal on it. I don't know if our national bird is cardinal. But anyway, I'm getting off topic here. So that was this day in history. But, you know, we're kind of focusing on tomorrow. There's always two. Oh, sorry, that's a Christmas song. So
why don't we go ahead and do our sports segment?
Oh, cool.
Which I usually lead. So I'll start off with a couple neat things that you actually taught me, Arden.
Oh, yeah.
And that most sports associations, or whatever you want to call them, have been giving up recognition of St. Patrick's Day. A couple of exceptions include the NHL. They're only allowed to wear their green jerseys during warm-ups, correct?
Not anymore. As of this year, kind of like it started with the Pride Nights, and because the players voted not to wear Pride jerseys anymore, the NHL just said, fine, now you can't wear any jerseys recognizing any official day or act. This is kind of big because it's a big deal in Chicago. Because the Blackhawks, they wear their green warm-up jerseys, and they always donate them at the end of the game. So that's one of the things they used to do. So now that was canceled this year. But there's also one unique exception. So every year, in fact, I was watching it tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs have a slight exemption because they actually have their original name before they were the Toronto Maple Leafs was the Toronto St. Pats. Ah, St. Patrick's Day, St. Pat's. So they wear green and white jerseys with the word St. Pat's on them. So they actually get around it because that was their original team name. So it's kind of like a retro jersey, if that makes sense.
Well, that's a good loophole for once.
Yeah, that's good. What else do we have? Oh,
well, I think you told me though in baseball.
Oh, baseball still
does. They honor it. I mean, apparently every team.
Yeah, so every team, well, tomorrow will be wearing green jerseys, green hats. And I used to get stoked as like when I was like in my teens watching the Yankees Mets, because they used to play for like a little like trophy back in the day. But on St. Patrick's Day, they always played on TV their exhibition game against each other wearing the green and white.
Well, here's one last funny fact. In 1955, some hockey player named Maurice the Rocket Richard. He was suspended for the remainder of the season in 1955. And one might ask why that was.
Why?
Well, apparently he attacked and punched a referee in the head. A riot started. So the game was ended. But before it was all settled and done, a tear bomb had been deployed.
They used tear gas in the arena. The riot continued outside in Montreal, where not only was the game canceled, there were 33 injuries, 25 arrests. Now, Rocket Richard, you know, back in the day, like real hockey players, they were tough guys. So he hit his opponent with a stick. The referees tried to stop him. He punches that guy in the face. Now, the Rocket Richard trophy at the end of the year is given to the top goal scorer every year. He was leading the league in points at that time. And they fined it. They literally suspended him for the season and the playoffs because he went bonkers. It was a St. Patrick's Day fight the day before, so it worked. Traditional. Maybe he was Irish. I don't know.
I might have to look that one up on YouTube video.
I don't know if they had it because it would have been 1955. I don't know. Maybe. What's Muggy? Maybe.
I think all our listeners should go to Google and YouTube and check that out.
Yeah, there's nothing like some crazy hockey brawls. We were talking last week about the Boston Bruins versus the Rangers, where it became the Boston Bruins versus the New York Ranger crowd. The Rangers didn't get into a fight. The crowd did. We watched that one. Great to watch on YouTube. So, Abigail, I am giving her pretty much the rest of the show. I'm going to be a little quiet now because I'm sweating, and I got sugar and beer, and I'm tired.
Okay. So. Well, Arden asked me to kind of dig into the history of St. Patrick's Day, so I did, and I learned a lot. Basically, the date is the death of St. Patrick, who mm-hmm. was the former patron saint of Ireland. How many churches do you think recognize the St. Patrick's Day, Arden?
Oh, wow. I would just think the Catholic churches do.
Nope. It includes the Catholic, okay. the Anglican, the Eastern Orthodox, the Lutheran Church, and of course, the Church of Ireland.
Of course. I actually didn't even know there was a church. Oh, wow. So the Church of England said no.
I guess.
Wow, that's
rude. But it's celebrated basically because it was considered the arrival of Christianity in Ireland.
Hmm. I thought it was about him getting rid of the snakes. Shows how little I know.
I didn't see anything about snakes, and I'm glad I didn't because I don't like snakes.
Oh, wow. I thought he chased out all the snakes in Ireland.
So okay. What makes St. Patrick's Day interesting, though, from a religious perspective, is that historically, the Lenten restrictions on eating and drinking alcohol are lifted for the day.
Oh, wow.
And that makes sense.
That's freaking awesome.
So it essentially, over the years, propagated the holiday's tradition of alcohol consumption.
Thus, Arden drinking a Guinness.
Exactly. And did you know that it's one of the most public holidays celebrated in more countries than any other national festival?
Wow.
So in all the other countries of the world, or more countries, I should say, it is celebrated than any other national festival for that country.
Wow. So, like, that's why everyone says, hey, I'm Irish for the day. What if they do that in China? Emperor Xi's wearing a green shirt.
But, you know, a lot of people complain now, though, that it's become too commercialized. And it fosters negative stereotypes of Irish people. But Another, going back to St. Patrick, the man himself, he is said to have used shamrocks for one single purpose. And shamrocks, of course, is a symbol of St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
But it is a three-leaf plant, and he used it to explain the Holy Trinity to people. Isn't that interesting, Arden?
That's actually brilliant.
Yes.
Because everyone knows
the
what
Father,
a clover.
The Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Wow. See, this is why everyone should listen to our show, because we can teach them things that we just learned 5 minutes before the show went on.
So, and then here's one of my final fun facts.
No, fun facts.
That the first parade for St. Patrick's Day in Ireland was in 1903, but it was hundreds of years before that the first St. Patrick's Parade Day was held in the United States of America. America, sorry.
I had one too many
earlier, you know. But you know what Arden's mom says? Americans will drink anything or celebrate anything to drink alcohol. And you know what, Arden? I think she's right.
She'll be like, oh, that Cinco de Mayo, it's so wonderful. You know, us Americans, we celebrate two other countries and we steal it for ourselves and make it better. Just like St. Patrick's Day.
You can do a better impression than that.
I'm tired. I drank too much already. I'm sorry, people. I'm off my game a little. So one thing about St. Patrick's Day, and I was thinking about this last night. Are there really any good St. Patrick's Day movies? Now, I am not an expert at movies. So, Abigail, can you name any St. Patrick's Day movies? I mean, I did a list. I came up 10 plus one. And I'll explain the plus one in a little bit. And I only know, three of them. So, can you name
any?
Well,
I mean, St. Patrick's Day is...
It's about drinking, not watching movies.
Well, I mean, there's one Irish-based movie that I loved, which was Far and Away, with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
That was good.
It was a wonderful, wonderful love story. And
a little silly on the ending, but it was good.
It was. There was a movie that was put out by Martin Scorsese, I can't say his name, a few years ago that had... what's the kid's name that was in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
He's 50 years old.
Well,
you're calling him a
kid. Leonardo DiCaprio is not a kid. I don't remember the name, but it was a movie about the streets, you know, in New York with the Irish and the gangs.
Oh, yeah. Gangs in New York.
Gangs in New York.
That was not on the list. So,
maybe it wasn't Irish. I thought it was.
He was Irish, and he fought off the Americans who were the they weren't Americans. They were the natives. They called them the natives. That was pretty silly. But so here's the list of movies that I found, and this is compiled of three different actual sites. It was like People Magazine, Women's World, and Night Out or something like that. So number one was The Quiet Girl. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Second one was yours, Far and Away. Number three was here's a movie, Darby O'Gill and the Little People, and starring Sean Connery.
No way.
He's 20 years old today. By the way, I've seen the original that was a lot older than that one, and it's actually pretty funny. So then there was some... Then there's, I hope I don't mispronounce the name of this, The Banshees of Inisherin. Oh, got him. Yeah. Then Brooklyn. Never heard of that one. This one I did really enjoy. Boondock Saints. So that's actually a good movie, kind of modern. Then we have The Wind That Shakes the Barley. That's got to be a woman's movie. Then another movie called Calvary that I don't think has anything to do with Calvary. By the way, I'm going rather quickly because I don't know. Then I have a story about this one, The Quiet Man, starring John Wayne. So I'm 10 years old, and I have my buddy over. And he tells me, oh, my God, you have to see this movie. It's the greatest movie of all time. It's called The Quiet Man. There's a fight scene that is like 70 minutes long with John Wayne. So I'm like, all right, I'll watch it. Oh my God, the fight scene is 5 minutes of like a 2.5 hour movie. I mean, it's a love story, but I was suckered. And I literally was like, dude, did you even watch that movie or did your brothers tell you about it? Then we got Michael Collins, very good movie. And the 11th movie, the plus one, was a movie I was watching this afternoon before Abigail came over, called Finian's Rainbow. This guy actually steals a pot of gold from a leprechaun, and nobody in town believes him that he sees leprechauns. And he's like the town drunk, and I kind of was relating to it today. So that was the wrap-up of my movies, and I don't know.
No, Arden, I know you want to talk about some songs, but I quickly want to give a shout-out, and everyone in my family will know who this man is and will appreciate this. Here's to my Uncle John, the greatest Irishman I've ever known. He was amazing because he did everything and could do everything. And again, only my family knows the background, but today, Uncle John, I'm thinking about you.
That's really, really sweet. Did you have any like Irish, like St. Patrick's Day, like things you did as a kid?
No.
Did you ever go to the St. Patrick's Day parade?
No.
Wow, that kind of stinky.
But I built the whole show around this, so I think I did pretty good so far.
You really did. So I have a couple things that I do. I do, because I am my mother's son, I will be making some corned beef tomorrow, and Abigail loves corned beef, loves it. Like, you might as well have some snakes around it, and then she'd be so ecstatic.
Really? I didn't know I loved it.
No, actually,
but I guess I'm going to.
She hates it. She hates corned beef. So I'm making it for myself. I'm making corned beef for myself. So I have corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, the whole nine yards. I even went and bought soda bread for myself, because that's what my mother would do, so I did it. And but I have a pair of green pants that I just don't fit in anymore, but I haven't thrown them away, that I would wear. They're so old, I only wear them on St. Patrick's Day. I got them at, there was a store called James Way, and I had to work, and it was a management training program. So this is like 93, 94. I had no clothes. I had some jeans, but you couldn't wear jeans. So I went into the store and bought like 6 pairs of pants, and one was the ugliest pair of lime green pants I had forever. They fit comfortably, but man, and they got faded. They look horrible. I still have them. So it's the oldest pair of clothing I have, the green ones. Unbelievable. So the other thing I had was music. And I put together a list of party songs for everyone. So if you really want to get into some fun tomorrow and start dancing around and act like a total idiot, you got some really good ones and you have some silly ones. And so these are mine. So we go with Dirty Old Town, nice. Zombie, Cranberries, gotta love the Cranberries. Molly Malone, Whiskey in a Jar, which was the music we were playing another one that comes out later. Whiskey in a Jar is one of my favorites. I'll pretend to know the words and sing that all the time. Drunken Lullabies, of course, Danny Boy. And by the way, that's a song, if you're really drunk and you try to sing, it's pretty funny. Then you got the song that we did play, we were playing the instrumental, which is Finnegan's Wake, another classic Irish song. Then you got The Rocky Road to Dublin, Irish Rover, and of course, my favorite, The Unicorn Song.
So, Arden, ask me how many of those songs I know.
Abigail, how many songs do you know?
None of them.
Wait, you don't even know Zombie?
Nope.
All right, after this is going on, you're going to get some Zombie, you're going to get Whiskey in a Jar, and I'm going to make you sing all of these songs. So I want to thank everyone. Be safe tomorrow. Don't drink too much, or else you're going to end up doing a show and drinking nasty ass. I'm not drinking any more of this. Good night, everyone.